Good morning, dear friends. How's everyone doing? What I want us to do is kind of turn this way, and what we want to do is we want to look at the Advent wreath. So if you can turn this way and look at the wreath, and that's good that way because moms and dads and grandpas and grandmas and everyone else can see it too. Now this thing right here, this piece of furniture, is called the Advent stand, and on it is the Advent wreath. Do you know why we have this in the church? Does anyone know? It's what I thought. Because it's Christmas. Actually, because it's Advent. Because it's Advent. You know, this in the church, we don't put it here because it looks nice or because it's pretty. No, it speaks to us. This actually speaks some very deep theology or some very good things about God. So let's talk about what this means for us and why we put this in the church during Advent. First, what do you see here? What is this right here? A wreath. Yeah, and a wreath. Livy is right, because in the days of Jesus, a wreath would be given to someone who won a race, or someone who won a war, someone who was victorious. And we know that Jesus wore a crown, right? What crown did he wear? A crown of thorns, so we wouldn't have to wear it. And because Jesus wore that crown of thorns, he will give to us a crown of life, or a wreath of life. Because in Jesus Christ, we are victors. Now, it's also what color? It's green. Green in the church is something very important for us. Green in the church means teaching, and it also means eternal life. So this crown of life, this wreath of life that we wear, it is an eternal wreath. It is an eternal crown that you and all of them and I will wear because of what Jesus has done for us. So that's the importance for that to be here. Now, you also see three blue candles and one pink candle. Now, the blue candles, as you see, they match our pyramids. And the color blue in the church, what does that mean? Does anyone know? It's the color of? Not the color of blue. It's the color of hope. It's the color of hope. The three candles of blue, now, they all have a specific meaning for a specific Sunday, but for us, it's not important. What I want you to gather from this is that the blue candles are hope. And what's on the top of the candle? A fire or a flame or a light. And Jesus is that light who has come into this dark world. And because Jesus is the light of the world, we have hope. We have hope. Now there's one candle in the back you see over here. Represents the third Sunday of Advent. Can you all see it? What color is it?
Pink.
Now, pink in the church is also very important. Pink in the church represents what? Does anyone know? Love or joy. It represents joy. And again, we have the light of the world at the top of the candle, lighting the candle. And because of Jesus, we have J-O-Y. We have
joy.
We have joy. Now, there's one candle in the middle that we haven't lit. And why would that be, Maddie? Because it's a Christmas candle. It's actually called the Christ candle. And this candle, we're to light this candle. Actually, when you're singing Silent Night in that great language we know as German, when you're singing that, don't look back now, but this candle will be lit. These candles will be put out, and this candle will be lit. And that represents the birth of
Jesus.
It represents the birth of Jesus. And the white candle stays lit all during the season of Christmas. Now here at Zion, we light it at the beginning of service, but it's not put out, acolytes. We never put out this candle till everyone leaves the church. That way, when people leave the church, they will see this sole candle burning, Jesus as the light of the world. And that reminds us that it's white. A white candle reminds us of the forgiveness of our sins. So therefore, all during the season of Christmas, this candle will be lit all during our church service and even after the service to remind us of what Jesus has done for you and what Jesus has done for me and what Jesus has done for the congregation, for them. You're exactly right. So this is the meaning of the Advent wreath. Again, it's not just something pretty we put in the church. This has very deep meaning for us. And now, as Paul Harvey would say, that's not the rest of the story, because the rest of the story is that eventually Jesus would go where for us? He would go to the cross. And there at the cross, all this makes sense, because what Jesus did at the cross, there he's taken all of our sins away. Jesus came into the world as a baby, and that baby came into the world to die for you and for me. So therefore, let's fold our hands and we close our eyes and let us pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you for the great gifts that you have given to us. You, O Lord, because of what you have done for us, you have given us a crown of life. O Lord, you give us hope and you give us joy. Help us to remember in this Advent season, O Lord, of what you have done for us. And then on Christmas Eve and all through Christmas, we can rejoice and we can have hope. For we know, Lord Jesus, that you came into this world to save us from our sins. And all the children said,